Athensis Piro on ACB, they're trying to scare you on two fronts. This is all about religion and abortion. By Jeff Poor on September 27, 2020. For her opening statement segment on Saturday, Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro offered her thoughts on Democrat opposition to President Donald Trump's pick to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court with Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Pirro said she anticipated Brett Kavanaugh's 2018 confirmation hearing would look like child's play compared to this hearing. Pirro also expected a focus on both Barrett's religion and position on abortion. Transcript as follows. Pirro, we are in the fight of our lives. It is a fight between good and evil, truth and lies. Freedom and anarchy, law and order and the future of the greatest experiment in democracy, the United States. President Trump's nomination today of Amy Coney Barrett. A brilliant scholar, jurist, constitutional textualist, mother of seven, with an unblemished reputation will cement the conservative leaning of the Supreme Court for decades to come. This alone will put the left over the edge. Judge Barrett's upcoming Senate confirmation hearing will make now Justice Brett Kavanaugh's horrific hearing looks like child's play. In their continuing effort to upend the system and prevent this nomination, they will say or do anything to convince you that it's not proper, including these three things. 1. The president has no right to do this now. That's a lie. Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution makes clear that the president shall appoint by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to the Supreme Court. There is no talk of discretion, delay, procrastination, or waiting for the next guy. It is required. The word is shall, not may, not can. He shall. Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself said the president does not cease to be the president at any time during his 4 years. And Joe Biden, assuming he can even remember this, said in 2016 the president should proceed with a Supreme Court nominee, even if he only has a few months before the election. And Obama at that time was a lame duck. At least here, Donald Trump may very well continue to be the president. And tonight Joe Biden has an even different tune. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D, Democratic presidential nominee. Don't vote to confirm anyone nominated under the circumstances President Trump and Senator McConnell have created. End video clip. Pirro, 2, the people must determine by way of the next presidential election, who the next Supreme Court candidate should be. That's not only a lie, it's stupid. We have a president, he appoints, not the people. And many who voted said they voted for President Trump because he would select conservative justices and he did what he said he would do. So now deal with it. Elections have consequences, remember? And 3, Nancy Pelosi says appointing a Supreme Court nominee at this time is an abuse of power, and she now threatens impeachment. Now, you already know that Article 2, Section 2 says she is wrong. But the Constitution has never stopped Nancy before and she has threatened that she has even other arrows in her quiver. Folks, this is nothing but a grab for raw political power. And then Ock comes out to say, we are playing with fire. Really? What kind of fire? As in burning down more buildings? As if maybe like trying to burn down another courthouse with police locked in the building like Portland? But that's nothing. The attack on Judge Barrett's Catholic religion will be vicious and unrelenting. Let's be clear. The left is about abortion, first term, second term, third term, and others. Abortion even after birth, which I call infanticide. Now in order to stop Judge Barrett, to protect abortion, they will go after her religion and the fact that she belongs to a group within the Catholic Church called People of Praise. They will try to convince you that her religion disqualifies her. A primer, I will refer you to Article 6 of the Constitution. Religion is never a disqualification from holding public office. Now, it seems the left will segue to affordable care in addition to religion and abortion, to scare you into thinking this God-fearing mother of seven who says she loves the United States, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, religious liberty and public safety is going to take away your health care. They're trying to scare you on two fronts. So, it doesn't seem it's all about religion. But I'm telling you, this is all about religion and abortion. Donald Trump was always honest when he repeatedly gave us a list of potential nominees to the Supreme Court. But Joe Biden won't even give us a list. In June, he said he would select qualified African-American women, so where's the list? Now according to Ock, a Biden advisor, it would be too divisive to give a list. This is less about motivating people behind individual judges than it is protecting the vacancy for a new president. Translation: it would be too divisive for the left to admit and identify their nominees because the moderate Dems would never accept the leftists that Ak and Kamala Harris intend to choose. Remember? What was the one place that the Democratic governor and mayors consistently tried to prevent us from going to during the pandemic? Church. When people parked their cars outside of church on Easter Sunday, the police were directed to ticket it. Because people came and sat in their cars to hear Mass? The leftists vandalized churches, religious statues, and even tried to burn a church down. Folks, here's the bottom line. We are a nation founded on Judeo-Christian ethics. And in most courtrooms, including mine, above the bench were the words "Under God," and they were prominently displayed. The left is offended by this. This is an all-out war. And like a war from centuries ago, there is a Trojan horse among us. Joe Biden is that Trojan horse. He won't talk most days after 10 a.m. and most days in general. He won't take questions, and when he does, it appears that he is reading from a teleprompter, especially when he blurts out, "Move it up." Last week, Kamala Harris talked about the Harris administration with Joe Biden as president. And the next day Joe read on his teleprompter, "The Harris administration." Kamala never said, "I misspoke," and neither did he. Sometimes when people tell you who they are, you need to believe them. Joe Biden is the nice guy. But what is inside that Trojan horse is one of the most leftist angry efforts to take down America as we know it. We are in the fight of our lives. You have 38 days. The choice between a man with uncommon stamina, energy and perseverance to fight the dark forces that seek to tear down mankind's greatest experiment and freedom, or the Trojan horse that includes the America that you have witnessed for the last several months without respect for law and order, without respect for the Constitution, the First and Second Amendment, and indeed without respect for freedom of religion. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.